Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, dobro jutro.
Bonjour. Hola. Good morning. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, but nationally, internationally, and globally. Imagine reaching listeners in any country in the world by the click of Z button. Isn't our technology awesome? And I want you to know that the shows are archived. Come on, wake up. Let's take our, nice big yawn and our big cat stretch. Oh, these cats know how to live. Oh, they're so elite, aren't they? We had a Beauregard. And Scott, my artistic director, he has Sebastian, who is 21 years old. Can you believe that? Oh, they're so smart. They're so controlling. And if my schedule wasn't so convoluted, I'd have a cat. No, actually, I'd have two. You want them to have companionship when you're gone during the day. And Cindy, our daughter, has Lulu, a Havanese. And hello, Brody, in Denver, Colorado, actually Aurora. They're true companions. And those of you that are a tad lonely, get yourself a kitty cat or a puppy dog. But I would suggest that you get two so that they could amuse each other when you're terribly busy giving back to the world. The guest call-in number is 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. 2014, the year to unleash the power of your voice. Let's all unite in solidarity while paying homage to the power of a voice, voicing our intention, our purpose, while holding on to and never, ever letting go of that fire in the belly desire to make a difference not only in our lives, but in the world. Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And the shows are, I'm growing faint. Quarterback, part of it. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. I got carried away with our Chicago Sun-Times. And you could email me at Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. How sweet is that? And if you want to write to me, it is Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. I shall be delighted to correspond with you. You know, the world is shrinking. We're living longer, but not necessarily better. Maybe I would just have a aha that might turn your life around. You've heard me say time and time again, if you want to change your life, change your thinking. Well, darlings, you don't have to do it all at once. Take one teeny tiny area of your life and think about how, is it serving you? Or isn't it? Or why don't you do an evaluation? Today, why don't you sit down and take inventory? How is your life going? Are you in joy? Are you in gratitude? Or are you living a life of regret? So today's show, if you could start your life over, what would you do differently? From the day you were born, if you could start your life over, what would you do differently? And Anne, my sister and I had this conversation not too long ago. We're the last two of seven. And she said that she would have paid more attention to our mother, who was an immigrant. Oh, her Ma Pawn's nutrition was awesome. And I said, well, that's decent, but I would pay more attention to Pa, my father. I inherited his work ethics. So, while we're getting on with the show, just think about it there. Now that I have you in La La Land, if you could start your life over, what would you do differently? Now keep in mind, when you woke up this morning, you woke up to a blank canvas. You, darlings, have the opportunity to design today your life any way that you want to. No, not tomorrow. Right now, because we're living in the now. Right this very minute. Come on, take a yawn. A nice big stretch. How are you going to design your day? You are the captain of the ship. No one but you. And Khalil Gibran said, this incredible prophet, there is no blame. Because in layman's terms, it takes two to tango. If you're living your life unsettled, angry, your intentions were thwarted, your expectations were unfulfilled, and you didn't deliver your communication, you don't talk. So what do you expect? If you don't talk, you get nothing. And my friend Noel Lane in Colorado said, you know, Kathy, if you don't ask, it's an automatic no. If you're regretting that you had a quarrel and you're still seething, did you go to bed last night? Did you go to bed last night with filled with anger? You know, the body and the mind talk to each other, and your cells were weeping. Because the body goes into repair 2 hours into Nana Land. What are you doing to yourself? You have the greatest freedom in the whole. We human beings, billions of us, this is not selective, billions of us have this incredible power of choice. So how's your day going to go? How is your day going to go? Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Call in numbers 347-637-3789. And it is my pleasure to announce that if you call in today, you must call in. And then I'm going to tell you to call me on 847-882-8717, and you will give me your email address, and I'll send you the ebook, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible. Right now, right this very minute. No costly equipment to purchase. The techniques and methods are easy to learn and they're fun. And the good news is, once you've learned them, they're yours for life. Imagine learning facial exercises that provide a natural lift to the muscles of the face without stretching the skin. Take a look in the mirror. How do you look? Are your eyes sparkling? Is the complexion pink? Are you excited about today? June 18th. Ah! The solstice is coming up on what, the 21st? That. Yes, the first day of summer. That's the longest day of the year. And then you want to know what happens? Every day thereafter, we lose a minute. You know, sometimes I take that personally. Don't you just love the sunshine? But I have to admit, the snow was absolutely beautiful this past winter. But Mother Nature, we didn't need so much of it. So, email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Write to me at Post Office Box 95913. And be sure and log on the website. Hey, Rodney, if you're listening, I want to tell them, share with them what you said about timeless rhythms. Rodney is new in my life. It has to do with virtual portal. If you want your agent to be our technology today, this is what you're going to have to look at. I am a member of the consortium. I need an agent. I need to get out there and to spread the word to the world. That, come on, take time to live. Our world and life have so much to give. Can you step out of your comfort zone? But anyway, I talked with Rodney yesterday. He's in California. And I said, Rodney, the truth is I didn't have the opportunity to promote Virtual Portal. I have to write an article. And the minute the article is done, Virtual Portal is my priority. Because I want all of you to know about, you know that you could have your own talk radio show for your own personal building of your potential on Blog Talk Radio. Call me at 847-882-8717. Did you know that Roger and I, our bags are packed? Oh, the website is www.kathywatsonspeaks.com. And then I have www.simplyageless.net. And click on the video. I think he watched it a couple of times. No one in the world has thought of pairing Shakespeare with soul songs. Even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works portray many of the same themes found in the great soul songs written 400 years later, James Brown and the Bard. Soul songs and Shakespeare. Oh, he couldn't get over Roger's voice. just magnificent. Now, our rates are assessed individually, and I told you, our bags are packed. You will be entertained the likes you never thought of or experienced. Now, on my press release, oh, by the way, we're both solo entertainers. So if you just want an hour or so or a half hour of song medleys, you'll want Roger. And if you want Through the Years with Kathy, All Things Kathy, The Forbidden Red Hill, Where I Found My Voice, My Curiosity is Never Satisfied. I need to learn. My mind is like a sponge, and I love it. And when you go online and you're on my site, click on Performances. You'll see me with David Taylor, the Assistant Concert Master of the renowned Chicago Symphony Orchestra. And in the programs that I do, by the way, I custom design my program to fulfill your needs. Next Thursday, I'll be talking to seniors. So I will take a plethora of skincare products, samples, and, yes, my flyers on National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare. Their mission is to protect, preserve, strengthen, and ensure the financial security, health, and well-being of current and future generations. Hey, the big guys in Washington have sticky fingers, sticky paws. Stay out of our Social Security. We earned it the old-fashioned way. We worked for it. Listening to Live with Kathy, and I would love... Oh, and we could do workshops on the Elixir Review, The Secrets of a Spring Chicken. I'm available. All you need to do is to get in touch with me. And the call-in number today is 347-637-3789. Live with Kathy. And if you want to be part of the consortium, the show is sponsor-driven. Yeah. I don't know what your product or service is. What have you got? I won't know unless you call me. 847-882-8717. And let's chat. Let's find out what you're all about. And if we resonate, oh, it is so affordable. So affordable. Your commercial is heard 4 times a week. It's a 10-week program, and it's on the air 40 times. My voice. And then, darlings, you're invited to co-host a show with me. How sweet is that? And then, you get to hear you on talk radio. And it's an incredible marketing tool. You now email the whole world and say, I was a co-host on Live with Kathy. I just am so excited. I wanted to share it with you. And you could too. And then give out the information. Radio, a strong communicator reaching out with frequency. Repetition, repetition, repetition. Exposure, exposure, exposure. Name recognition, recognition, recognition. And today is June 18th. And our mantra is going to be, a friendship true is like pure gold. It won't wear out because it's old. I'm thinking of lore. met her, I think, when I was 16. We've been friends for 64 years. You see, some people come into your life and they stay a little while, and then they leave. And then some people, they come into your life. Oh, they step on your heart and leave footprints, and you're never the same. And when I think of my years of touring at the age of 12 until I was 17, 18, what marvelous, delicious memories. Laura and I have been together longer than most marriages. And then I'm thinking of Reviva Labs. I've known Steven Stressler for 40 years. We never met, but we communicate via the email and telephone. And I had his photo on the screen when I did a TV show about his dedication to helping all of you have absolutely beautiful skin inside and out. And Life Extension products, too. Just amazing. So if you want, if you have something that you need to share with the world and share with me, give me a call and let's talk. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, let me give you the daily briefings in the Sun-Times. We had a beautiful Meigs Field to accommodate the smaller aircraft. And our former mayor, Daley, I don't think he had a brain cell working, to be perfectly honest with you, demolished Meigs Field in the middle of the night. How does that guy sleep at night? And turned it into a natural area. But why in the middle of the night? Why not open it to popular vote? Now, are you ready for this? Have you been watching the news about the Trump Tower on the waterfront? Lakefront in Chicago. What on earth is the big brouhaha? I noticed that the Chicago Sun-Times had their name on their building. Why do you care? On his big building, he has Trump, T-R-U-M-P. Costly, I don't know. I thought it was in good taste. I am telling you, the Monday morning quarterbacking has been laughable. It's his money. He did it according to the constrictions, the restrictions, the rules and regulations in Chicago, where you vote early and often. I have never seen anything get so much press. And yet, our Julia Roberts from Kenilworth, who was the first woman to, gal, to make a ton of money on Jeopardy, got a mediocre amount of exposure. And I thought you'd want to know that the bear season is starting, the football, they're practicing. No offense, Cutler. Jay Cutler, our quarterback. What are you doing to deserve the millions of dollars that they offered you? That was a gross overpayment. A gross, grandiose, gross overpayment. So now they're talking about his growing pains. They claim that the quarterback has matured during the time with Bears, in part because of age, and in part because of necessity, growing gains. Let's see what they have to say about that. Where did the baby go? Bears don't employ a brat at quarterback these days. Cutler's a mature leader who can have it all. He's been here 6 years. I mean, the amount that he got was in the double digits. Whether he bops off to Beverly Hills or Kenya, it's irrelevant. The Bears employ him. Chicago owns him. He is the biggest star in this city at the most criticized of positions in the sport we love most. Who else is close? Derrick Rose is a wounded duck. The Cubs are rebuilding White Sox slugger Jose Abreu. He doesn't speak English. Chris Sales plays every fifth game. The Bulls, Noah is rising, but he needs help. But then there's the Blackhawks, Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews. They are attached, aren't they? Oh, and they didn't do too well, did they? Cutler stands alone. It's a tough, lonely place to be, and we should all remember that, the scribe included. When we rip him to shreds for some failure afield, a mistake or an injury, or a throw of arrogance that we ascribe to his personality and not his human frailty. Cutler said, I love Chicago. We love being in Chicago, in the we being. His celebrity wife, Kristen Cavallari, and he has two infant children. A month ago, and Christy was ready to get that one out and get out of the summer going, and kind of get the summer going party. Reality shows in Hollywood are never far from this unlikely couple. Cutler hardly does any commercials because he's not comfortable with that stuff. But there is seemingly something more and more authentic about Cutler as a real dedicated athlete and not a spoiled brat. He's 31. And he got a ton of money. Well, Mich Movidit, you're listening to Live with Kathy. And that in Croatian means, we'll see, Mich Movidit. And then at voices.sometimes.com, there's a little article that says 20 years after O.J. Bronco Chase. You could say reality TV began when O.J. Simpson led police and the nation on a chase down Los Angeles freeways. This is after he allegedly murdered his wife, beautiful gal. How do you live with that? And, yo, O.J., if you weren't innocent, why did you have to take off? Now, Kenneth Griffin and his wife, Annie, what does Deed have to say? Oh, she's talking about Hillary's book. The book that most made Hillary Clinton who she is. She says it was the Bible. Well, here we go. If you could start your life over, what would you do differently? Oh, I'd love to ask O.J. Simpson that. What would you do differently? The OJ Jot. Now that the 20th anniversary, where did 20 years go? On Tuesday of O.J. Simpson's infamous ride, fleeing police in the white Ford Bronco on the Los Angeles freeway shortly after the murder of his ex-wife, Nicole, is over. Did you know the former Tonight Show host, Jay Leno, refused to have O.J.'s defense attorney, Johnny Cochran, on his show because he thought the former football star was guilty? Now you do. Now you do. And there's Bill Clinton. Hey, all of you, I have a question. Come on now. Will a female president cut it? Hillary Clinton is constantly politicking, campaigning. Who does she think she's kidding? She said, well, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be me, but I do think that America is ready for a female president. I would take Jane Byrne, our former mayor of Chicago. I would have her there to lead the parade, and I would support her. But she's 81. Now, Hillary may still be on the fence on whether to run for the presidency, but isn't it interesting? In all of her protesting, she's making all the moves to get there. And Sneed notes an interview she had with the New York Times Book Review where she gave this answer when asked to name one book that made you who you are today. Hillary's answer, the Bible, which she called the biggest influence on my thinking. Download that poll. And hey, all of you celebrities, you're all catching up with me. Paul McCartney, 72. Isabella Rossellini, 62. My. Where has the time gone? Peter, Paul, and Mary, where have all the flowers gone? Huh. And then, former Mayor Daley, Slamisa in Croatian, that's shame on you. Rahm Emanuel, there's a financial crisis here in Chicago. Surprise, surprise, Rahm's $200 million time bomb. City could be stuck with huge bill after Daley administration bet heavily on risky interest rate swaps. I have no idea what that means. Oh, okay, this is what it means. Already facing a host of financial worries, Emmanuel, Rahmi administration could be stuck with a nearly $200 million tab as a result of betting heavily on risky interest rate swaps under the mayor. He was never qualified. Jane Byrne, take her any day. The deals required the city to maintain, now this is what a swap is, the deals required the city to maintain a certain credit rating, but the rating has fallen since the Daley administration made them, putting them at risk. The financial institutions involved could terminate the deals and demand immediate payment if the ratings agency Moody's Investor Service drops the city's credit rating again, which it has warned it will do unless Chicago's underfunded pensions are dramatically reformed. Taxpayers could end up owing bankers and other financial institutions, including Wells Fargo and Loop Capital Markets, $110.4 million if Moody's drops its rating for Chicago by one notch. Falling two more levels could cost the city $170 million and three notches, $198.9 million. Oh, there was another drop. The state goes back to 1999. In announcing the latest drop, Moody said its outlook for Chicago was negative, warning that only new revenues and reduced costs could avert further ratings declines. Hey, thanks, Mayor Daley, the mayor. And oh, here's Michael Jordan. And I'm asking you again, if you could start your life over, what would you do differently? I'd like to ask all of these people of importance. Now, what is OJ bristling about? An angry federal judge has stormed off and refused to play ball with the legend of accused him of bias. Veteran U.S. District Judge Milton Chaudhur, 89, on Tuesday withdrew from overseeing Jordan's long-running lawsuit against defunct supermarket chain Dominick's, saying he'd been a victim of a groundless and unwarranted personal attack on his integrity. Yo, he's a billionaire. Isn't more going to be enough? He sued Dominick's in 2010 after it used his photo in a one-page advertisement in Sports Illustrated magazine without his permission. The ad, which celebrated Jordan's induction into the Basketball Hall of Fame, said Jordan was a cut above and included a $2 off coupon for steak. He wants $2.5 million in damages and said that he has been demeaned and disparaged by the judge. Oh, get a life. Get a life. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And yes, you could be part of the consortium. Be sure and give me a call at 847-882-8717. And today's show, if you could live your life over, what would you do differently? I don't know, I reflected on that. Oh, there were a couple of things that I would do, but I have to tell you the decisions that I made had to do with how mature I was. If I had the maturity that I have right now and go back, I wouldn't change that much. And I certainly would not stop doing Blog Talk Radio. Clouds come floating into my life, no longer to carry rain or usher storm, but to add color to my sunset life. Man has the ability to choose what he will do with his life and is unified with the law, which automatically produces his choice. Science of mind. Can you consciously choose your life that you want right now. Now, before we get into that, it is time for me to take a little break and to acknowledge my sponsors. Actually, they're partners with me. And Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers District Council of Chicago and the City. Oh, I married an iron worker. What a noble profession. And my mission and purpose, I want you to recognize and acknowledge iron workers as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction to illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family. Work ethics reveal not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. You're between college and trades. Iron working is the dom pérignon of the trades. You have to qualify. Log on. ironworkers.org and follow the prompts. And if you're accepted, it's a 4-year apprenticeship. But listen to this. Your health care is kicked in, so is your pension. And you're making money while you're learning. I'm all for higher education. If you're going to go to college, don't waste that time. You know, there is a time you have to grow up. Don't waste anyone's hard-earned money. And if you're taking out student loans, be prepared to be handed a grandiose amount. But yeah, hey, what do you think? You didn't have to pay it back? Check into Ironwork. Ironworkers.org. You know that I am an exercise evangelist. A stair climber extraordinaire. Did 50 flights in March in 9 minutes. My personal best. And someone said to me, well, are you going to do it again? Why? Is Diane Hyatt going to swim the ocean again once she did it? Once you do it, you're a star. If you get a hole in one in golf, do you keep repeating it? No, it's a one-time effort. It's a one-time accomplishment. So you see, I can't be bored or lonely. I choose not to be. What do you have to give back to life? What would you change in your life right now if you had the opportunity? Okay. Rika Cuff is the director of the 50-plus consortium extraordinaire. Call your park districts, your senior centers, and libraries and get back into life. Rekindle. Don't retire your life. Revive it. You have so much to give. Why are you sitting on your tuchus? Volunteer. Log on heparks.org. And then the tax man cometh. Greg McIntyre, our CPA. You could email him at ahtax@ameritech.net, and he'd be delighted to answer a query. And then Edith Nam, a brilliant author, coined the phrase TNT and PEP. Are you PEP? Are you filled with positive, energizing power? or are you TNT? Toxic, negative thinking. Get her book, Change to a Positive Mindset, and Extend Your Lifeline. It's available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. And then get your pen and pad out, because you're going to get another book. And it's called Choices, Awe-Inspiring Choices Revealed by Successful Entrepreneurs, introduced by Kathy Watson. Oh, Lee Patrick, our little earth angel, who is now a heavenly angel. She had the formula. In 1980, I think she was 1983, about something like that, she was earning $30,000 a year. And she said, we might have conversations with her. She said, Kathy, I couldn't stand working for corporate America. These linear, spoiled brats. I was making them look good, so I quit. My husband had a fit, but that's another story. She stayed with it, became a millionaire, traveled the world 18 times, earned 8 new cars, gets a 4-figure check every month. How would you like to do that? And it could happen with your own home-based business. And she's in the book Choices. It was released on 10/2012. And, I'm adopted in special. Chapter 9, We Choose You, by Lee Patrick. And she and I teamed up on helping you form your own home-based business. I started mine when I was 25 years old. Did you know that more people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing? You don't need a college degree. Bill Gates didn't. Napoleon Hill. Raymond Charles Barker. He's a theologian. Danger of middle age is the fact that most people accept where they are and stop visioning where they want to go. Did you lose your vision? And you know you're smart enough. All you need is that fire in the belly, desire to make a difference, not only in your life, but in the world. And there's still time to call in, 347-637-3789. Log on to www.leticia.myshackley.com. I've been using Shackley products for over 40 years. That's how long Lee and I have been together. What an incredible diva who now is orchestrating her business as a heavenly angel. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. So, darlings, if you could start your life over, come on, tell me, what would you do differently? Now answer this truthfully. Can you delete your past and start over? You know that to enjoy a quality of life that's eluding you now, you have to free yourself from the chains of regret. And we start with baby steps. The first person to forgive is yourself. Alexander Pope, an English poet, wrote, "To err is human, to forgive is divine." And on the other side of that coin, "To age is human, to not show it is divine." How much time do you spend regretting, if only I should have, I could have. And then you go into blame. Oh, poor God. He always gets blamed, doesn't he? Oh, then your mother, father, the environment, the world, the weather. You know, they aren't reasons to beat yourself up, but you're to learn from them. When you're involved in an argument or yelling at a spouse or avoiding a pal's phone call, don't dwell on it. Identify how your behavior escalated out of control and apologize. Do you have any idea the yelling and the screaming causes stress? Your blood pressure to accelerate? Unbelievable. You know what? I'm thinking that, and I do have an article in front of me that, you know, as teenagers, we always lash out at somebody, whoever's available. And why is it that it's always the mother? Why is it that the male figure, the guy, is exalted? And this is a story about Shannon at 14. Oh, if she could change her life right now, she would change how she treated her mother as a teenager. At 14, she was rebellious, filled with angst. She skipped school, hung out with the wrong crowd, and didn't obey the law. Her defiant behavior only intensified, she added, after her mom, Janet, was diagnosed with liver cancer. I was horrible to my mother when she was 6. Shannon now is 26. I was PO'd at everything and everyone. I blamed her for getting cancer. That's when I started treating her the worst because I didn't know what was going to happen. And I didn't know if she was going to make a comeback. Women of the world, mamas of the world, nanas of the world, you are awesome. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. So Shannon's mom fought cancer for 2 years, undergoing chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery. It wasn't enough. A couple of weeks before her mom's death, Shannon, by that time, had moved in with her dad, went to visit her mom in home hospice care. With her mom bedridden and practically comatose, she crawled into bed next to her and apologized for everything. I told her I was sorry for all the mean things I said to her and how I acted. I knew she could hear me even though she couldn't respond. Although she made final amends, years passed before she could break free from her crippling regret. So the first step is learning to let go is to forgive yourself. And they found from a recent study from Baylor University that making amends with individuals you've wronged increases your likelihood of self-forgiveness. The study also showed that the guiltier respondents felt and the more grave their wrongdoings, the less likely they were to self-forgive. You have to forgive yourself. You have to love yourself before you could give away love. It has to start with you. If there is to be peace in the world, it has to begin with each individual. There are surprising ways of letting go can improve your life. And when you find yourself yelling and screaming or telling someone off, I want you to step out of that experience and see yourself. Because you just described you. And it could be the best learning opportunities that you'll ever have if you could get into an impassionate argument with your husband. And if you're screaming a nasty remark and feel guilty afterward, don't dwell on it. Identify how your behavior escalated out of control. Apologize and keep this in mind the next time. It's these lifelong regrets like never having children or not going to college the hardest to deal with. I never had any problem. I didn't go to college. But the key is not to obsess over them. Yo, how about talking about it? Common regrets. They find that the most common regret among American adults tends to involve romance. Go to secretregrets.com. And there are testimonials every day from people who willingly air details of their darkest regrets online. And you could anonymously publish the stories behind your regret. You see, just the simple act of acknowledging your regret can start you on a path that is so liberating and freeing. And remember, you're not alone. Because sometimes you feel so isolated and ashamed. But we all have had these moments of angst. No, you're not alone. The power of forgiveness. I like to use the word understanding. I need to talk with you. The Silver Fox and I go through this all the time. Sometimes we yell and scream, but then, take a breath. We're human. And I will say, we time out. We have to sit and talk a little bit. I need for you to explain your behavior at the outing the other day. I don't understand it. Maybe if you explain to me why you did what you did, I could understand it. It'll be done and over with. And when you forgive yourself, you're much easier on other people. Women were slightly less likely to self-forgive than men. Respondents who have apologized for past regrets feel like they have a moral permission to let go. And an interesting finding as a result of this study was the act of apologizing alone can cause the offender to feel better, regardless of whether or not the recipient of the apology accepts it. What are you holding on to? Know that you're not alone. And love is unconditional. And don't you dare criticize your children, our little babies, that are the future. They are our future. Memories are not real because they are not the actual events that occurred. In fact, each time we recall a memory, it is slightly changed. And over time, they can become completely different from the original event, you can change any memory at will. Until tomorrow at 11:30, make it a great day, and I'll make mine better. Au revoir.